Welcome to Covenant Minutes. I'm Reverend Patrick Vossen, and I have a word to share with you today. Get your Bibles out, if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And for just a few minutes, I want to talk to you about self-centeredness. When was the last time you acted in a self-centered manner or attitude? It probably was kind of recent. Not too many people are graced with perpetual humility. Those who are and those who seem to have really considered that spirit and have taken upon themselves so many times go about life not with that self-centered attitude, but with a selfless attitude and minister capably and without looking for their own reward, but for the blessing of others. Now that's the attitude of Christ, and that's the attitude that God wants us to have. But so many times in this world, a world filled with self-gratification, we immediately desire after things and want things, and the blessings of others are not usually first on our plate. They're not first in our considerations. But God wants us to remember that we are ministers together in Christ's love, and He came and gave of His very best for us, and so He desires no less from us. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, that is love, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffers long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, and is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Charity never faileth. Paul took time out of his ministry here in 1 Corinthians, here in chapter 13, to give us a discourse concerning the spiritual gifts, but also a solution to the arrogance that rose up in the Corinthian church because of their use. People thinking they had something. They really were gifted in a special way or expertise and had got an attitude about it. They acted as though they had something that so many people didn't have, or they had it in a better way than everybody else had. Love or charity will always unify the church and empower believers to glorify Christ together. And without charity or love, spiritual gifts can become abused and misused in the body of Christ. Without love, all other spiritual gifts are nothing more than noise, sounding brass, and tinkling cymbal. Check at the door, self-centeredness. Remember, all good gifts come from above, and what God has given you, He has empowered to you. Do not get an attitude about it. Do not get a spirit about it. And don't be condescending towards those in the body of Christ who might not have, quote, your gifting. Remember, every good and precious gift comes from above. There was a musician many years ago, a very, very prominent Christian musician, who gave himself sincerely to the gospel work and preached the gospel and ministered and had a great gift with music and the piano. Recorded many albums. One night, as he was ministering the things of God, he all of a sudden found it extremely difficult to minister. And he found as though his playing on the piano, etc., he couldn't hardly keep the notes. And he had to keep on stopping and was having a difficult time. And he just called for prayer in the middle of the service. And then God reminded him of something. The gift he had was from the anointed one from heaven. And no man had ever trained him or woman to learn and play the piano. He was brought back to that night when at a little church, his dad, who was a pastor there, was looking to have a piano player in the church. He had nobody who could play the piano or an instrument to have music. And he volunteered and said, "Hey, you know, I'd love to play and give myself to God." And the church surrounded him in prayer and prayed for him to receive the gift of music to play the piano. And lo and behold, minutes later, he went up to the piano and just started playing the piano. There was a need in the church. He humbled himself, gave himself to that service, and later on became a great minister of God. But God reminded him there, in the midst of his popularity, in the midst of everything going great in his life, "Hey, everything you have is from me. This isn't your gift. You're not a great singer. You're not this. You're not that. Hey, you are a servant of God, a child of God, blessed because of me. And you always had that attitude before, but what's going on now?" He quickly repented. He realized all he had was from the Master's grace. And the gift he had, even with what he'd learned with writing and different things that he now possessed in his repertoire, it wasn't nothing compared to what God had anointed him to do. Don't allow self-centeredness, ego, or anything else to short-circuit the anointing of God in your life today. God bless you. Have a great day in Jesus.